I'm Kyle Lone, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. The Kronos Quartet have been called the most important new music ensemble in the world. The group's groundbreaking and innovative repertoire has obliterated the boundaries of chamber music and set a benchmark for classical music programming in the 21st century. The Kronos Quartet have championed work by composers from across the globe, including musicians from Africa, Asia, and Latin America. While the Kronos Quartet are known for commissioning and performing works by contemporary avant-garde composers, they're equally at home working with pop and folk music. Paul McCartney, David Bowie, Patti Smith, Caetano Veloso, Asha Bosley, and Tom Waits are just a few of the global music luminaries Kronos Quartet have collaborated with. 2023 finds the Kronos Quartet celebrating their 50th anniversary together, and they'll bring their 50th anniversary tour to the Loeb Playhouse in West Lafayette, Indiana, on November 9th. I recently spoke with violinist and Kronos Quartet founder David Harrington. Let's join our conversation. David, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
The Kronos Quartet will be performing in West Lafayette, Indiana on November 9th. The concert is presented by Purdue Convocations. And over the last 50 years, over 1,000 new works and arrangements have been commissioned for Kronos Quartet. One of those commissions came from Purdue Convocations in 2010, a piece by John Rose titled Music from Fences. I was curious if you have any memories of that work and performing it at Purdue back in 2010.
I have lots of memories of John Rose's Music for Four Fences. First of all, there's never been anything like it in our music or any string quartet music anywhere. And John Rose and Hollis Taylor came to my attention because they released a recording of where they bowed with bass bows. They bowed the Australian rabbit fences. And I found this so amazing that these metal, rusty strings out in the wilds of Australia could be turned into musical instruments. And so my question to John and Hollis, his wife, Hollis Taylor, was, would it be possible to make a piece where we could, Kronos, could actually bow fences? And so with a team, John came up with an idea. And we were able to, with a lot of help, and thank you to Purdue Convocations for making this possible, we made this piece, and it became almost a symbol of the response that musicians could make to the increasing prevalence of barbed wire all over the world. And so a couple of my very favorite performance moments in the last 50 years were when we were playing John's piece, Music for Four Fences, surrounded. We made this kind of surround enclosure where, so we were all in within a the confines of these fence structures, and then we basically bowed our way out of them in a certain respect. And for me, it was a very powerful reminder of what music can do and what musicians have to do.
Thank you.
David, your upcoming concert at Purdue will begin with Little Black Book by the Indiana composer and electronic music producer, Jay Lynn. Jay Lynn is, I think, one of the most unique musical voices to emerge from Indiana in recent years. I know this work is part of your 50 for the Future series. I'm going to ask you about that. But first, can you talk about Jay Lynn as a composer and what drew you to this piece?
Well, I ran into Jay Lynn's music when I went over to Amoeba Records in the Haight-Ashbury district of San Francisco. I had never heard of Jay Lynn before. All of a sudden, there her CD was. I grabbed it, went home and listened, and was entranced. And I thought, this is wonderful. This is amazing work. And I immediately wanted to be in touch with her, which is what happens to me. Every time I encounter music or a musician that has found new territory, new sonic territory, I think Jay Lynn does that consistently. And we've been friends ever since the first time I was in touch with her.
Over the last few years, the Kronos Quartet have been working on one of their most ambitious projects, 50 for the Future. A collection of 50 string quartet works from a stunning array of composers, including Philip Glass, Terry Riley, Zakir Hussain, and Angelique Kidjoe. The Kronos Quartet have made the scores and recordings of each piece available for free on their website, along with in-depth interviews with the composers. I asked David Harrington about the inspiration for this project.
50 for the Future is a set of musical experiences put together to give our audiences and especially other performers inroads into the way Kronos does things, into the way the kind of musical experiences that we're able to create, the variety that we're able to make in our concerts. And we thought, let's find a way of getting this information out there. And with the help of many enlightened partners, beginning with Carnegie Hall and including festivals and individuals and musical organizations all over the world, collectively, we were able to get enough support together to actually make this happen. And to do a five-year project took us about 8 years, actually. And now, as you say, you can go, any listener, player, anybody can go onto our website and download the scores and the parts, and you can start playing this music. You can listen to the interviews, get to know the composers and from their own words, their own thoughts, much like what we've done for the last 50 years, actually. And so we wanted this resource to be available for free to anyone that might be interested in. So what's happening now is that there are groups all over the world. At last count, it was about 100 and groups from about 115 countries have downloaded these scores and parts and are playing them. And we're noticing that programs all over the world are getting invigorated by 50 for the Future. We just recently attended a two-day festival in Amsterdam where all 50 pieces were played by, I think, 9 groups, including Kronos. So there were 10, if you add Kronos, there were 10 groups that played all 50 of the 50 for the Future pieces in 2 days. I had the biggest smile on my face. My face hurt after that, just hearing all these wonderful groups playing our music and playing it so well and with such conviction, and audiences just going nuts. And so it was a big step for our work, I would say.
The Kronos Quartet have recorded an extraordinary variety of music during their 50-year history. One of the group's most unique recordings is the 2005 album You've Stolen My Heart, a collaboration with the Bollywood music icon Asha Bhosle.
David, the 50th anniversary of Kronos Quartet certainly invites fans and critics to look back on your history. And if you don't mind, I wanted to ask you about one of my favorite Kronos albums. You've worked with a lot of music luminaries, from Paul McCartney to David Bowie and all sorts of incredible contemporary composers. In 2005, you made an album with one of the most widely heard voices in the world, the Bollywood singer Asha Bhosle. The record was titled You've Stolen My Heart, and it featured the music of Asha's ex-husband, the Bollywood composer R.D. Burman, who's one of my musical heroes. So I have to ask you about this record. Were you a fan of R.D. Burman's work before making that album, and how did this project come together?
Well, I've been a fan of R.D. Burman's music since I first encountered it. Mm-hmm. And before I even knew who he was. And then what happened is that a close friend of mine died, and he left a number of CDs for his friends. And one of the ones that I got was this CD called Bollywood's Golden Era or something like that. And on that CD, there was this fantastic song called Aaj Ki Raat, or Tonight is the Night. Mm. And the minute I heard that, and this would have been, I'm thinking at least 25 years ago, I realized, okay, we're playing Aaj Ki Raat without any question. And we started doing that with Zakir Hussain, and then I started exploring more of R.D. Burman's music. And then a close friend of mine in England, Ken Hunt, helped curate the songs. He had studied R.D. Burman's work, and he's the one that gave me Asha Bhosle's home phone number. and so we began to put together thoughts, and I called Asha Bhosle about this, and she was very enthusiastic. Mm-hmm. I had sent her the Aaj Ki Raat that we had recorded with Zakir Hussain. And turns out that Asha has a daughter who lives in San Rafael, California. And everything kind of came into focus quickly. And as you might notice from You've Stolen My Heart, the sonics of R.D. Burman's music took Kronos in entirely new directions. And we were doing things in the studio we've never done anywhere else before. And we had so much fun. It was like when you're a kid and you learn how to finger paint and you have all these amazing colors of paint that you get to work with your hands. And for me, it was like just getting in there and working with all kinds of sounds and just having the most fun one could possibly imagine. And hearing stories from Asha about R.D. Burman. He died way too young. And for me, he was as great of an orchestrator as anyone you can think of, whether it's Stravinsky or you name it. R.D. Burman is right at the top of orchestrators and creative musicians of the 20th century.
The Kronos Quartet's latest album features the music of Louis Hardin, better known as Moondog, an influential composer who gained fame as a street musician in New York during the 1950s. At the time, Moondog often appeared in a horned helmet and cloak, earning him the nickname the Viking of Sixth Avenue.
And finally, David, I want to end with a piece from the latest release by Kronos Quartet, Songs and Symphoniques, the music of Moondog. Moondog is such a unique and extraordinary figure in the history of American music. Tell us why you decided to create this album with the Ghost Train Orchestra and celebrate the music of Moondog.
Well, here's what happened. So when Kronos was putting together our early music record, and this would have been in 1995, 96. And before that, I was planning this record and had met Moondog when he was living in Germany. In fact, Moondog came to a couple of our concerts. I asked him to write for what I knew was going to be what eventually became the early music album, because his music can sound old and new at the same time, and that's exactly what I wanted for our early music album.
What was Moondog like to interact with, just out of curiosity?
Moondog was a great listener. And so he came to Kronos concerts. I remember we played Different Trains of Steve Reich. We played, Purple Haze. I think there was Gretzky. Likely we played Tonight is the Night. When I found out Moondog was going to be there, I made sure we played certain things to give the widest perspective we possibly could to our work. Yeah. And I really enjoyed speaking with him, to me, he was a very kind person, very thoughtful, and you know, when you're speaking to someone who's totally blind, as he was, you find yourself, it's a really beautiful experience, actually. And I have another blind friend, and every time I get to talk to her, I am reminded of speaking with Moondog, and it's, you're just even more aware than ever of the value of your voice and what you might be able to communicate with it.
David Kronos Quartet will be performing in West Lafayette, Indiana on November 9th. Our listeners can find more information at your website, kronosquartet.org. Thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today, and thank you for 50 years of incredible consciousness-expanding music. I'm a huge fan, so it was a great honor to talk to you.
Well, it's wonderful to talk to you, Kyle, and we're just getting started.
Good.
Thanks to my guest, David Harrington of the Kronos Quartet. And thank you for listening. Subscribe, download, and listen to Cultural Manifesto at WFYI.org or wherever you listen to podcasts.